visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the doctrine of the family bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. The Family, a Proclamation to the World. Of the General Relief Society meeting in 1995, when President Gordon B. Hinckley first read The Family, a Proclamation to the World, Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, said, "We were grateful for and valued the clarity, simplicity, and truth of this revelatory document. The Proclamation on the Family has become our benchmark for judging the philosophies of the world, and I testify that the principles set forth are as true today as they were when they were given to us by a prophet of God nearly 20 years ago." From the Family Proclamation, adds Carol M. Stevens, first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, we learn, "In the premortal realm, spirit sons and daughters knew and worshiped God as their eternal Father. We each belong to and are needed in the family of God. We live in a time when parents must protect their homes and their families. The Family, a Proclamation to the World, can guide us." Additional scriptures: Mosiah chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38. Consider this. How is the family a proclamation to the world, a document for our day? Living Stories. Li Mei Chen Ho from the Taoyuan Third Ward, Taoyuan, Taiwan Stake, said the proclamation has taught her that family relationships help develop divine characteristics such as faith, patience, and love. When I try to improve myself, according to the proclamation, I can experience real happiness, she said. Barbara Thompson, who was present when the proclamation was read for the first time and later served as a counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, said, "I thought for a moment that the family proclamation really didn't pertain too much to me, since I wasn't married and didn't have any children. But almost as quickly I thought, but it does pertain to me. I am a member of a family. I am a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a cousin, a niece, and a granddaughter. Even if I were the only living member of my family, I am still a member of God's family." End of visiting teaching message. The Family, a Proclamation to the World. Read by Jane Wise.